Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The inspiring book, Dream It First, The 80-20 Law to Manifestation of Dreams and Goals by Jacqueline R. Robertson, is not just another how-to book that you will find in the psychology, finance, or self-help aisles of your local bookstore, nor will it be placed solely on your philosophy or spiritual shelves. However, the compelling messages in this fascinating book can easily be found in any of these venues. The universal messages in this groundbreaking book center on the mysterious theory of the 80-20 positive spiritual law. Jacqueline Robertson is a motivational and business speaker who writes from Highland, California. She's an entrepreneur who has owned businesses in the hospitality, healthcare, real estate, and legal arena, a licensed real estate broker, paralegal, insurance agent, and has worked in the field of occupational therapy for over 25 years. Her published author's blog on the effect of the 80-20 law in our lives attracts readers daily from all around the world. Jacqueline R. Robertson, author of Dream It First, the 80-20 Law to Manifestation of Dreams and Goals, our special guest on This Week in America. Hi, Jacqueline. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you for inviting me.
It is our pleasure. So much we're going to learn during the course of the program today. I'm here at the microphone. I got my legal pad and pen ready, so I'm ready to learn something during the course of the program today. This book is doing so well, receiving rave reviews and literally changing lives. When did you decide, what was the inspiration to decide to write Dream It First?
Well, Rick, it's a long story, but I'll try to give you a brief synopsis.
We got time.
Okay, thank you. Well, let me start with what this 80-20 law is, and that it takes us to your question. This 80-20 law is a social economic law, basically, that was discovered about 100 years ago in England by a gentleman by the name of Alfredo Pareto. You probably heard of it.
Oh, yes.
Principle of Pareto's law.
Yep.
It's also referred to as the law of the vital few and trivial many. But anyway, what Alfredo discovered over 100 years ago was that 80% of the wealth was owned by only 20% of the population. Now, this was a phenomenal discovery, but what could people do with that? So it sat dormant for about another 50 years or so until another gentleman by the name of Joseph Durand rediscovered this law, not so much as a social economic law like Pareto, but as a business theory that people could apply in their everyday business. It basically says that 80% or more of your results will flow from only 20% of your efforts or your resources. But I've taken this law a step farther, not so much as a social economic law or a business theory, but as a natural phenomena that's occurring in every aspect of one's life, perhaps more of a spiritual law that people can now use to accelerate their dreams using less effort, resources, and, of course, less force.
You know, that's fascinating, the background and what led you to write the book. The book is Dream It First, The 80-20 Law to Manifestation of Dreams and Goals by Jacqueline R. Robertson, our guest on the program. Her website is dream-it-first.com. Book available wherever books are sold, and we'll give you that information throughout the program. It's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. From the time you decided, okay, now I'm going to write this book, I want to share this message, how long did it take you to write Dream It First?
Well, it took me approximately 4 years to gather all the information and compile it to write the book. But basically what I found is I had been writing the book pretty much all my life. I have a varied background in business, in the legal arena, the real estate arena, healthcare, and then also in the field of occupational therapy. And what I isolated and identified is that I had utilized this law pretty much all my life to accomplish all those myriad of professions, despite all the obstacles that had occurred in my life. I don't know if the audience is aware of my backstory.
No, and talk about that, because if somebody's listening going, yeah, this lady's been successful all of her life, she's never had anything to go through like the rest of us, That's not the case. You've had to overcome basically one misfortune after another, haven't you?
Definitely, definitely. And I want to share that with my audience in my book as well as in my speaking presentations, that stuff happens. Despite you having your dreams and goals, stuff is going to always happen. It's not, of course, what happens, but how you do respond to what happens to you that makes the difference, you know. And that's one of the other things that led me to the book. I kept getting the same question. How have you been able to do all these things and overcoming all these obstacles in your life, losing your parents at the age of 17, within both parents within 3 months apart, losing your spouse to cancer after 21 years of marriage and left with a myriad of responsibility, and thereafter your only son receiving a near-fatal gunshot wound to the head, and most recently going through stage 3 cancer, surgeries, chemo, radiation. And my message is pretty much simple. You know, regardless of the cards you feel that life is inappropriately dealt you, you can begin to live your dreams. And what I want to do is show the readers in this book, take them on a personal journey, one that they've probably never, ever gone on before, a self-discovery. And so they can see that there are little 20% factors nested in their lives. If they can tap into these things, put their weight on these things and off to all the other 80% things in their lives that's taking them away from their dream, they'll be able to celebrate their dreams and objectives over a shorter period of time. And they can do pretty much what I've done, probably even more so, because there is a lot of power within, but you have to tap into that power that's within.
Well, you've been described as a natural teacher, and that really is the case. It comes out even as we're talking here, but certainly in the book and your presentation. And this book, Dream It First, the 80-20 Law to Manifestation of Dreams and Goals, literally has a worldwide audience. Let's talk about that. What type of audience do you speak to? Because this book is not just limited to a specific maybe demographic or occupational group. This book can help all of us, can't it?
Well, because I have I'm not bragging on myself, but I have the skills to adapt a presentation or customer presentation depending on what the audience needs to take away with them. I speak to secular and non-secular audiences. I speak to associations, business corporations, and mostly to women that are in business because we have our own unique challenges.
And you can get a hold of Jacqueline. Her website is dreamit-first.com. I'll go back and do that again correctly before we finish the program. And it's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jacqueline R. Robertson. If you're Googling information there, you can follow Jacqueline, get a lot of great information, contact her there as well, and of course, buy the book. You also do personal coaching and custom workshops, don't you? Explain that, because your service is more than just, here's the book, go read it and implement it in your lives. You can take us even further into the process.
Definitely. I host custom workshops when I'm called out to give a presentation. A lot of times they don't want a lecture per se, that they want a hands-on type of event so that the people in the audience can have tools to take with them to utilize. So I do a workshop. I do many workshops. In fact, I actually have a workshop inside of the book called the Dreaming First Workshop. And that workshop is a synopsis of the actual workshops that I've done live.
It's fascinating. The book is Dream It First, the website dream-it-first.com, available at other places. That's Jacqueline's website and a lot of great information there. So I'm guiding you there. Talk a little bit about your speaking, because as I'm looking through the website, you do a number of speaking engagements. How does that work? How can people contact you?
Well, they can contact me in a number of ways. If they would like to contact my office directly, that number is 951-769-3338. They can also contact me via my webpage. And I also am listed with a speaking bureau, and that is speakerservices.com. Just go there and just type in my name, and it gives you all the topics that I speak on, as well as the contact information there. My direct email is Jacqueline, JACQUELINE, like my name, Jacqueline _ 99 at MSN.com. So any of those places, you can contact me to book.
And it's interesting, you do a number of different topics. Talk about maybe a variety of the topics you speak on, and do you do custom talks? If somebody wants a topic, you haven't developed a topic yet, a presentation for that, would you do that? How does that work?
Well, basically, my platform is this 80-20 law, and again, it's applicable to all aspects of life. So that way, I am able to custom a presentation that would accomplish what the audience needs to walk away with.
I mentioned the motivational speaking, business speaker. How long have you been a professional speaker?
Well, Rick, I've been speaking for the last 20 years.
Not new with this. You've done this for a few years, and just imagine all the people that you've touched with the lives that you've made better because of the interconnection, the interaction you've had with them. And now with the book, Dream It First, The 80-20 Law to Manifestation of Dreams and Goals, Jacqueline Robertson, the author and our guest on the program. What are the two biggest challenges that you feel interferes in one realizing their dreams today? And how do you enlighten them to work around that? What are the two major obstacles, do you think?
Well, believe it or not, Rick, I see there's three major obstacles.
Okay.
One, of course, is fear that they're not able to accomplish that dream once it's been enlightened to them. And I show in the book that once you seek the kingdom for your dream, and I show them how to do that in the book, and it's enlightened to them, you have to then accept the dream, receive it. And also share with them how you program the subconscious mind to receive that dream so you can counter the fear. Because we all have fear, but you need to be able to put that fear in a proper perspective. And one of the things that counters fear is faith. You replace that fear with faith. So I do see fear is one of the challenges. I also see a second challenge as negative self-talk. The negative self-talk that we give to ourselves,
yes,
once that dream's been enlightened, we just talk ourselves out of that dream, okay? And then thirdly, especially I expound on this in the book, force. Force is negative, and we're forcing our dreams. In the book, I share that 20% of your results will flow from only 80% of your efforts, and that you don't need 100% of anything. You can strive for it, but it virtually doesn't exist. And
yes,
if you are forcing 100% effort on anything, that's called force, and force is negative.
And here's someone who, and I don't know when you realized this or put all of this together, but in reading the background, which I did in the beginning, all of the different careers that you've had, that you currently have, you know, the different businesses you're involved in, the different businesses you're starting, when did this all start to fall in line for you, where you were able to really put this philosophy together and start very many businesses, a lot of businesses, and a professional career?
Well, the backstory of this 80-20 law is that you don't need a lot of anything. We think we do.
Yes.
We just isolate and identify those little 20% factors, which I share in the book, and you put your weight on those things and off all the other things. A lot of people feel that they don't have enough money, or they don't have enough education, enough time, enough energy. And basically, that's lack and limitation. You feed your subconscious mind that there is no lack of limitation. That's illusion. And once you get rid of that, you know there's nothing but abundance.
The book is called Dream It First, the 80-20 Law to Manifestation of Dreams and Goals. If you just joined us, the author is our guest on the program, Jacqueline R. Robertson. Her website is dream-it-first. You've got a lot of social media presence out there too, don't you? You're on Facebook. They can follow you there as well as on the website.
Yes, definitely. I'm there on Facebook. I have a big presence there.
And the book is Dream It First. Are you working on another book? Is there another book that you're working on?
Well, I think that's a question to most authors. Most authors are always working on another book.
Exactly.
So I'll say yes to that. It hasn't been first.
You know, nobody's ever said no to me. It's like, no, I wrote one book. I don't have another one in me. I'm going to stop now. If you don't mind, my career is over. No, everybody is working on another book. And if they don't have one in mind, they make it up as we're talking to make it sound like they've got another one in the pipeline that's coming out. You know, it's interesting all that you've gone through and being able to put this successful career together and take all of this information in this book and in your workshops. And you mentioned the book is almost like a workshop. You do journaling and printed illustrations activities. Let's talk about journaling, for example. I keep hearing more and more people talk about that. How vital, how important is that, a piece of putting all of these plans in place?
Well, you know, I don't like the idea of quote-unquote journaling, but once, I'll just take it from a spiritual perspective. Write your vision on a table and make it plain and clear, and whoever read it will run with it. Though it appears to tarry, it will speak. It will not lie. It will not tarry. So once you write something down, it's more concrete, something that you can go back to and you can read it over and over and over again. And with repetition, basically what you're doing is you're feeding the subconscious mind. So journaling from that perspective is good, but you would have to go back to what you read. So it's not what you read. It's not even the books that you read, but it's always your thoughts thereafter about what you read that will take you to where you want to go in life.
You know, and I love the name of the book, and I keep passing over that. Let's talk about that. Dream It First. Basically, three words. That's the first step in all of us getting started in fulfilling the goals that we want.
Most definitely. You have to dream it first. You know, I use the word dreams because it's more of on a spiritual realm, but a lot of people call it goals, objectives, but they have to be first.
What is it like when you see people who follow what you're talking about in workshops in the book, and you hear from them that basically it's been life-changing? How does that make you feel? It's almost like you're the teacher and these people have graduated now and they're very successful. What's that like when you're able to help so many people?
My God, it's a natural high.
Oh, yes. I can...
Beautiful, beautiful feeling because we're all individual expressions of, say, that higher power. And it just affirms that what I'm doing is something that I am doing and I need to be doing. And it just gives me that positive feedback and it puts me on a natural high and makes me want to do more or look for other ways that I can help others. Because we're all in this together, you know.
Yes.
We're all big bucket, and one crab figures out how to crawl out, and he goes back, and he reaches down, and he pulls another one out. And not the crab and barrel mentality, but the crab mentality where we're going back, and we're helping pulling others up. So basically, that's what my life is centered around, helping other people. And helping others, I help myself, because you have to be able to give before you can receive.
A couple minutes left in the program. When you read the reviews of Dream It First, you'll see what I'm talking about in terms of people that are just effusive in their praise of what they've learned from Jacqueline and the book Dream It First. Again, her website is dream-it-first.com. Let's talk a little bit. We've got a few minutes left here in the program. You mentioned before that your subconscious mind and self-doubt. How detrimental is that negative thinking? Because it seems like so many people, and I'll put myself in that category, when we're about to try something new, the first thing we do is tell us why we can't do it. How do we get over that?
Well, in my workshops, I just teach. Just replace it with the opposite. Even if you don't know how it's going to happen or when, just play a little game. And when you say, I can't do it, you say, yes, I can. I don't have the money. Oh, that's okay. I'll find the money. Just switch it around. Turn it into a positive. That's all you got to do. You don't have to know how or when, but you stay on that. You're going to walk yourself and talk yourself directly to your dream.
You know, it's changing a mindset, which Jacqueline does so well. And again, it's very simple. The three words in the title of her book, Dream It First. That's the name of the book, Dream It First, The 80-20 Law to Manifestation of Dreams and Goals by Jacqueline R. Robertson. Her website is dream-it-first.com. What else is available there? I'm telling people what's all there, but you've got a wealth of information there as well, too, don't you?
On my website?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, we have a beautiful corresponding blog. I don't like the word blog, but basically what it is every month there is a beautiful inspirational posting that has to do with the law, but it takes you on a deeper level. And there people can ask questions, share their thoughts, your words of encouragement to other readers. And that's right there on my webpage, and just go directly on the blog.
So much information is there, and of course, information on the book, and you can buy the book there as well and get more information about Jacqueline and the other ways she's reaching out and helping people. Dream It First, The 80-20 Law to Manifestation of Dreams and Goals. Jacqueline R. Robertson is the author and our guest. If you're Googling all that, Jacqueline is J-A-C-Q-U-E-L-I-N-E-R Robertson. The book is available at Amazon, the usual places, and that the book and so much more at her website, dream-it-first.com. Jacqueline, time has gone by so quickly. It's been a real pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for spending time with us. Hopefully we can do it again. So much more to talk about. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to have you on the program today.
Definitely. Thank you, Rick, for the invitation.
It has been our pleasure. Dream It First, The 80-20 Law to Manifestation of Dreams and Goals by Jacqueline R. Robertson. All the information, and you can link on directly to our website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.